Welcome to the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Hello, hello. I am Greg Lancaster. You are listening and watching VFN Radio on VFN TV and Christian Television Network around the nation and around the world. I want to welcome our audience, our Christian Television Network audience. Joining me today is Pat Hamilton.
Hello, hello.
Mr. Kayon himself.
Kayon.
And John Paul Ramos.
Hello, hello.
Hola.
Hola.
¿Cómo está?
Okay, bien.
You're the one that taught me. Come on, man. Come on, come on. And, well, I just want to give a big shout out to everybody. It's exciting to see the church be alive across the world,
yes,
across the nation. It's sad to see the church being persecuted, which is also happening across the world and beginning to happen more and more in the nation. But we're going to be talking today about Pastor Saeed, who's been in prison. We've talked about him several times, but that things are escalating now. Mm-hmm. In Iran, as we negotiate and push Israel out of the picture and begin to persecute the church, the body of Christ. That's what you do. Whenever you do the least of these of mine, you do it to me. So Pastor Saeed represents us. We'll be talking about that today. But he's a sign to the world. Mm-hmm. He's in Iran. The Iranian regime, the darkness over Iran is actually doing this. And our country's negotiating with this government. The apocalyptic government, as they described it, reportedly.
All the while he's being ignored.
All the while the church is being ignored. You know, the church is being, you're talking about the Pastor Saeed,
mm-hmm,
right?
Yeah.
And so we're going to talk about that because we need to respond. We're going to challenge you today, hopefully, that to think about, just pause and realize Jesus is being treated this way around the world. This is a sign to us because it's our country that's escalating Iran. It's our country that escalated the Muslim Brotherhood. It's us that told our congressman not to pay attention to any Israelis, Secretary of State John Kerry, mm-hmm, said. And it was us that said, don't pay attention to any Israeli
allies.
And we're going to talk more about that. So you can't, you know, everybody pretty much follows this, quote, superpower, who we used to be. And by the way, hopefully we'll be talking soon about the new IMF currency that's out now. There's a second one. We're the second. There's two now.
Really?
And I believe it's China. I believe it's China. We'll be talking more about that. But that's it. You know, that means the dollars, you know, it's the biggest debtor nation in the history of the world right now. We're the biggest debtor nation in the history of the world.
Wow.
You always wonder what people were thinking before they went into bondage, right?
Yeah.
Well, just pause for a moment and just think about what you thought about this morning. That's what they were thinking about.
Yeah.
I mean, hopefully this doesn't happen, but it looks like it's going to take some serious moments because God loves us so much, mm-hmm, that he will allow things to come that bring us through a place of trials that reveal who we are, our heart to us, and our faith for him. And then we come out of that if we learn to walk with him, to walk closer to him. And somebody says, why are you limp? And says, oh, because God loves me.
Right.
God loves
right.
me.
You didn't know?
Yeah. And we're also going to be talking about the four blood moons. We're going to begin our conversation, hopefully over a period of time, because we wanted to actually have we wanted to actually share this before they began April the 15th, tax day, 2014.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that interesting? I mean, all this Jehoiakim work that's been going on, this high taxation. And if you hadn't heard Josiah, you need to hear Josiah. Go watch Josiah or hear Josiah at VFNTV.com. You can get it from the store. But to understand, this king represented what God was going to do. Jehoiakim was next. And that means God set me in. And there's no way this thing could be happening in the world without God allowing it to happen. And many are the plans in a man's heart, but it's the Lord's plans that prevail.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, I mean, what happened with Jehoiakim is huge high taxation. And its reports are, and hopefully we'll have this available sometime this week or next week, a former investor on, I believe, the New York Stock Exchange, but we'll have more from him. But he's saying, reportedly saying, that this we're the in all the history of the world, in the history of the world, right now, America is the highest debtor nation in the history of the world.
Mm.
Isn't that amazing?
Amazing. I mean, you think about it, and I remember we talked about this on VFN Radio, but one of these investors saying, you know, he's never seen a country ever come back from something like this. He's just never seen
it. Yeah, we had that interview with a former Federal Reserve employee who works now at the college, Rutgers University.
Right, yeah.
And he's apologizing for what the first stimulus package did, the QE, mm-hmm, QE1 did, quantitative easement, which is printing of money. which is possible. Yeah, we definitely. Anyway, so but we want to talk to you. I want you to stay tuned today. And if you're watching on Christian Television Network, you're going to be able to see the Hebrew calendar and listen to some very intense from Mark Bletz and John Hagee, and we're going to begin to have this conversation because you need to know it's 100. We're going to talk about time. You know, when people say, "Oh, it's next year." Well, if it's December, next year's in a few days.
That's right.
If it somebody says, "Oh, that's 4 months away," that's 120 days. 120 days.
That's not long.
That's not long at all. And for when you're moving in the will of God, that's about a second. A second. Harvest or bust, right?
That's right.
Was that like a second? That was a second. That was a second. Anyway, so we want to encourage you, you know, to stay tuned today. And if you don't get to see us on Christian Television Network, go to VFNTV.com. Check out the VFN Torch Day so you can watch these in its entirety and learn, you know, what's going to happen in about 120 days. What's going to begin, reportedly, in 120 days based on understanding that the stars, the moon, and the sun, they are signs. The seasons, these are signs to us. And the word feast, the word used in Hebrew for feast, means signal. It means a signal. And we're also going to be, you know, answering the question, how in control is God? Because one thing that Mark Bletz is going to be talking about was how God... He showed the Hebrew calendar, and then he showed, which is different than every other calendar, and then he showed specifically what was going on in the world, why that was happening. And right there, the seventh, $7 billion, you can find out this financial crisis hit. The world hit America on the very day of the Hebrew calendar, letting us know that we've wandered away from God and made the bull, remember the bull in front of the stock market? We'll be talking about that today. And we've made money our God. And so we have to make up our money. Yeah, make up your money. Make up our money.
I think
because
we've done that already.
Yeah, well, you think about it. He says, I believe in a merciful God. And we're here because I'm so merciful that he will not let our life end without taking us through the trials to see if we will allow us to go through these trials, to see if we'll turn to him. Because he does not want us separated from him, but he doesn't force us. Mm-hmm. He does not force us. So important, because religion will force you, and God will not. And so we'll talk about how in control is God more before we talk about the four blood moons, to kind of give you some insight. But this is going to be a really exciting day we've been looking forward to have for quite some time. We wanted to start talking about it before it actually took place. And hopefully we get a chance to talk about Hanukkah, to understand what is Hanukkah and how do our brothers and sisters, our Jewish brothers and sisters, you know, why do they celebrate it? What did it come to pass, and what does it really mean? So we can actually celebrate with them at a time of Hanukkah. You're listening to VFN Radio on VFN TV and our Christian Television Network audience. We'll be right back.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Law, liberty, justice. This is Law and Justice with Jay Sekulo.
I've been told at my workplace that I'm not allowed to have any religious conversation with any fellow coworker. Me and another coworker, I want to converse about this, and it does not interfere with the work environment. They're having someone else offended, and I told them we have the right to freedom of speech, but we don't have the right not to be offended. And I just want to hear your views on that there.
You're right. I mean, sometimes people have interpreted, and some courts have interpreted the First Amendment as a basis upon which you have the right not to be offended. But when you're on your break time, when you're in the lunchroom during lunch, and you want to have discussions about your faith, about what the gospel means to you in your life, you're allowed to have those discussions. Let me get you in touch with some of our legal staff here at the American Center for Law and Justice, and we'll get you some help as well.
Join the American Center for Law and Justice in defending our religious liberties. Find out more at aclj.org. That's aclj.org.
I want to be able to tell you, if you haven't yet heard, that you can go to VFNTV.com and sign up for our newsletter. It's called The Torch. As a matter of fact, you're probably seeing it on your screen right now. You go right to the front page of the VFN Torch, and you click on, you see in the upper right-hand corner? You click on sign up for the newsletter, and there it is. You can sign up. You see the flame burning right there. Fill out your information here, push submit, and boom, every single week you will receive a newsletter with that week's program sliced up. Think about it, sliced up segments that, you know, whatever segments to you. I want to make sure you do that because we work extra hard to make sure that you can get it ever how you need to be able to get it. And because listen, if only 9% in 2009 had a biblical worldview, in other words, they had a light, L-I-G-H-T, perspective of the world, it's a lot less than that now. Mm-hmm. And with hearing the light of God's, you know, it's not enough to know the news. You need to know what to do with the news, you know. To have that light perspective of what's going on, it's going to help you have a biblical worldview of your decision-making, of why you're going to get married or why you're going to need to stay married or why you need to have family or why you need to pay taxes, why you need to function. I mean, we got to move past that. And one thing we can do that is by signing up for The Torch and getting it sent to you every single week. Every single week. And in that, it has the offers and things that are going on as well.
Away in a manger, no crib for a man, the little Lord Jesus.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster. Lord
Jesus. Well, Merry Christmas to everyone out there and all of our listeners and viewer and Christian Television Network audience and radio around the world. We want to give you a big shout out and a blessing over this season. Just want to encourage you to kind of tamper down all the negative naysayers and just focus on the good news, good news of Jesus Christ and what he has to say, what his word has to say. For his word is a light unto our feet, it tells us where we're at, and a light unto our path, it tells us where we're going. So he can lead us, even in the midst of Herod-type leadership. Mm-hmm. God can put a star in the heavens and birth a Savior in the midst of all that and bring us out. So I just want to encourage you, this is a day, a time, a season for us to just focus on our Lord and celebrate him. Don't miss the celebration. There was many years where the enemy took it away from me because of what people have made of Christmas. Mm-hmm. And it's like, no, I'm going to celebrate this. I'm going to just enjoy and mm-hmm. just soak on the fact that God loved us so much that he gave us his son. And he was so humble. The creator of the earth that holds everything together was so humble that when they told him there's no vacancies at the hotel, mm-hmm. he didn't get offended and go back to heaven. Mm. He just went down the street to a barn.
Yeah.
To a barn. Yeah. I mean, how many people go, is this air conditioned? Is this carpeted? This
stinky
this
barn.
You know, this is, I will never be in a trailer or something like that. And then, right? Oh. And next thing he's like, don't let it go, you know, from trailers to limos. And then
sounds like a reality show.
Yeah, right. And so come on down.
A&E, give us a call. Give us a call.
Pat is willing. Yeah, right. But just understand that this it's all about him. And so I want to encourage today as we're talking about, you know, things that are happening, things are going to happen. This is so cool that he's letting us know. So we should celebrate these things. And the first thing I want to talk about is, you know, how in control is the Lord? How in control is the Lord? I mean, you think about it. And after we talk about this from Mark Blitz, we're going to go into also the four blood moons, which begins April the 15th, 2014, tax day. A lot of people are going to be looking for their tax returns. And then you pay attention, make sure the Lord don't return that day.
That's right.
You know, that you do everything. This is what the Lord says. Forget about what every man has told you. He says, this is what Jesus said. The master better find you about his business.
Hey.
You know what I'm saying? He better find you about his business. And at this point, he put an apron on and walked around and began to serve everyone, all the disciples. Mm-hmm. He's given a parable. And he says, you know, you better be doing what I asked you to do. Hmm. And the biggest thing is, you know, what are you doing for others? What are you doing for others? And we hope, our desire is, and we feel like God has called us to encourage you, to be a part, to say, not only to educate ourselves, because we're learning out loud, by the way. You're learning along with mm-hmm. us. And to educate, but also to eliminate, you know, what's happening, get the light of God's word and illuminate it, to be able to see what, you know, what's God's perspective of this, then to inspire you, understand, okay, this is what's happening. This is what God says about it. Understand our God's greater than this. We can take the land. And the last part of what we want to do is activate you. We don't just want to stimulate you and you feel excited, then you go back to sleep. We want to be able to activate you because God has called you. You have a purpose on your life, and you will answer alone by yourself before God, not a group, not your marriage, not your spouse, your children, your parent, your pastor, your whoever. It's going to be you alone. Your political party's not going to be there, you know. They may, but they, it's the judgment seat of Christ. And so, but understanding that, you want to be found about the master's business. You want to, and so we talk about that continually because how in control is God? Let's talk about this first. You know, Mark Blitz is going to talk about, real quick, like here, about what is, and you can see this too on Christian Television Network, as he's being interviewed about the Hebrew calendar before we talk about the four blood moons, because we want to see how in control the Lord is. You got to hear this. Listen up.
Well, now last year, we had Mark come and share what we're going to talk about tonight, the blood moons and the solar eclipses and the signs and seasons. And then we followed that up with the Feast of Trumpets, the first time ever in our history that we celebrated the Feast of Trumpets, and trying to learn about that and the feasts, and we were shouting and singing. We went outside even and blew the shofar, and we're praising the Lord at the top of our lungs. And lo and behold, on that Monday, September the 29th, the stock market crashed on that day 777.7, rounded off, points. On the Feast of Trumpets, which is a wake-up call to those who are listening. And then they said that it was a seven... Well, you tell them.
Well...
I've been a good student, but you tell them.
No, you're...
No, go.
But the Feast of Trumpets is the first day of the seventh month. And so the Dow falls 777 points. It was a 7% drop, resulting in a $700 billion loss on a failed $700 billion bailout package.
Now, the rabbis have a saying that the word coincidence is not a kosher word. So for those who are watching and listening, God is trying to speak to us. And I think that, in a sense, you know, God is a jealous God. He wants the world. He's our creator. He created not only the believers, he created the unbelievers, he created all the nations. He wants them to love him. But we have, you know, the world's fallen in love with this other God, the big rival of all time, which is called money. So in order for God, the original lover, to get us as human beings back to him, he weakened the golden calf that we've all bowed down to. And his hope was that we'd all run back to the Lord and say, well, you can't trust in money. It could be gone tomorrow. But the Lord is remaining forever and ever. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
So, okay, now, here's one thing that, and I'm catching up on this, and this guy has so much information. It's incredible.
It's just amazing when you think about how in control the Lord is. This calendar has been written since the beginning of time. And in the calendar, when we saw the financial crisis, I know that when we were standing before the New York Stock Exchange and speaking about, was it zero tolerance and bail?
Yes.
When the stock market crashed one time, of all the things to take place, was somebody sends us a bull to put in front of our stock market to say, hey, we'll have, and we call it the bull market. And it's like, why would you send, of all the things, and it's like, a sacrifice to bail. When you, a bull is a sacrifice to bail. And the context of that is, we've gone so far from the ways of God, so far from the ways of God that we don't even understand that this is so wrong. This is so wrong that money cannot be our God. He said, "You can." This is what Jesus said. You can either serve God or money.
Yeah.
You cannot serve them both. And, you know, America's made money their God.
And you're saying that in the vision that the dream the Lord gave me, the number six represents idol. And that's the whole thing, you know, 6 minutes from the New York Stock Exchange.
Right.
The world was going to change as we know it. And so there it is. I mean, it's just so much confirmation in what we're about to see happen.
Yeah, and the thing is that I encourage you now to make God your God. He says, if you try to serve them both, you try to serve God and money, and money, you're talking about a god, what you're talking about, a false god, but making money your god, is that all your decisions are based off that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you get up in the morning, you say, I've got to go to work. And then you say, well, I want some stuff and things, so then I got to work more hours. And then you say, well, I know the kids need you, but you got to go to work as well in the context of this. Or you say, hey, we need a bigger this or a bigger that. And then all of a sudden, it's like all those decisions are based off of money. My boss tells me that I can't go worship God on this day because he or she wants me to work. And so money is the deciding factor over that. Versus somebody who gets up whose God is their God, they say, hey, I'm going to spend time with my God.
That's right.
They're going to abide with him. They're going to abide with the Lord. That's, you have to understand that, because we've heard a gospel promulgated that you can actually spend more time with money than God, and you can think more about money than God. And realize, you talk about money, you're talking about things, stuff. You know, people. There are some people that like the fact of having, you know, money around them, the actual physical, they flash it around. But more people are in love with the things money gets.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the same thing,
mm-hmm.
you know. And so, a person who loves the Lord, I mean, you're going to get up in the morning, you're going to go to bed thinking about, like David, you're going to meditate on God. You're going to, it's not like, okay, I'm going to meditate tonight. It's like you're thinking about him. You're thinking about the one that you love. And when you get up in the the morning, the first thing you're thinking about, okay, hey, I got to spend time with my God before I do anything today, because it's only by my God am I able to do what I do.
That's right.
Besides, I love him. That's my encouraging moments of the day, or most encouraging moments of the day. And so you abide with him. And if you don't do this, I encourage you, maybe you've never been taught this, we got a plan for you at iabide.org. And in that, he begins to reveal to you about your day. He may speak to you. He may urge you. He may give you an unction, lead you to a particular scripture, and he can speak from anywhere in the Bible. I mean, it's amazing how he can speak, and he can speak any way he wants to. And all of a sudden, as you're spending time with him in the morning times, he'll remind you how he spoke to you in the night seasons, how he spoke to you maybe a dream that mm-hmm. night, and kind of bring meaning. It just comes back in that abiding time. Somebody says, I can't remember my dream, and it's because when we woke up, we went from laying before the God who actually gave us sleep and jumped up and began to serve the God of money. Instead of spending time with the God that gave us the dream in the morning, mm-hmm. then he would have reminded us of that dream. And as we begin to write it out, it just kind of unfolds. You go like, wow, that's right. Oh my goodness. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it may take 6 days or 6 years for that to unfold. What are we saying? But it's this great relationship you have with him. And then it doesn't matter what things happen. If your boss says, hey, if you don't stop worshiping God, you're out of here. You know, somebody who worships God says, wow, what's my next job going to be?
Right.
I'm excited. What's going to happen? Change. I love change. God, I know you're in control because you're never changing and I'm with you. So I don't mind what happens out here. But if that job is your God, if the money's your God, you're going to start thinking, you're going to go back and if that's a man, for example, you can go back and begin to fret and tell your wife, oh my goodness. And then you got her all stirred up and the enemy's messing with her. Then she starts telling the kids, no, you can't do that. We can't do this. And then the whole household is terrified. Because money was your God.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Money was your God, instead of saying, I'm just so excited. I mean, when I left, and we're going to be talking about in the next program, you got to stay tuned to the four blood moons. You're going to be able to see the Hebrew calendar because it starts April the 15th. Mm-hmm. April the 15th, it's not just tax day. It's going to be a very taxing time over the earth, and reportedly. But when I was... I was a deputy sheriff for quite some time, I guess lower almost 10 years, and I thought that's what I'd always do. I mean, it was in my blood. I mean, not before I got in. Before I got in, it never crossed my mind. But once I got in, and I think a lot of people are this way, once you start doing something for a right. while, you just see yourself, you just kind of fit into that, which uh-huh. shows you if you just are willing to let things go and begin again when God brings you into a new season, then just as dedicated and functional as you were in that, then God will take who he's made you to be and be just as functional, maybe more blessed if you'll just let go and move into what's going on. Anyway, so I had the side job that I was working, and I was making really good money, really, really good money at it. I was a deputy, so I didn't take, at that time, it didn't take much to make.
All right.
It's amazing what I did for $2.75. And no, they made more than that. And yeah, to be shot at, right?
Come on.
Yeah, really?
And that was just in the office. Okay. I was working this side job and for this company, and I was like, man, I was making really good money. Maybe $8,000, $10,000 a month at this thing. I'm like, man, $2 an hour, getting shot at, $10 an hour. And I had and my oldest daughter, I had her in school. I had her in a particular school that cost so much money a month. And it's what she needed that time in her life. And so it was real difficult. I had to work side jobs to be able to keep her in the school. And then I realized, you know, I could do this and, you know, provide for my family and still have some time. And so I resigned my job at the sheriff's department to be able to do this job full time. And I find out that after working for this company for a while, that they were overcharging for their product. They were mistreating their customers. Mm-hmm. And I didn't even know that until I was speaking to someone in Atlanta, and God revealed it to me. So that was my test. What I was going to do. I was like, I'm not going to do this. Yeah. I love God. I'm not going to take advantage of anybody. So I just let everything go and just kind of just had this big peace. Well, you know what the Lord did? Because I was willing to let it go, because I trusted him, and there was no, I'm going to give up my 10-year career and $10,000 a month. This is what he did. He brought me my own business. He brought me my own company. And with that, just blessed my family. And we had our own business at that point and was able to be able to participate in what he was going to do in Father's Day of 1995, because he poured out his presence. I'd never been able to participate in the Brownsville Revival and Outpouring if I would not have followed the Lord in the context of these steps that he was taking to be on this journey. So I want to encourage you, if God is your God, your venture is going to be amazing, because you're in law enforcement, you're working all the time. If you're not on the street, working, you're normally in the courthouse answering through depositions and trials and all that kind of stuff. Because you put somebody in jail, it's not over then. You got to go through the whole process. And so you're all, and then I was working a side job.
Wow.
I never would have been able to enjoy what God did in Father's Day of 1995 and spend that time soaking in his presence, meeting the world. And God did a lot of things during that time because I followed his lead. I was willing to let go of things because God was my God. Money wasn't my God. I was trying to meet my family's needs. You should do that. But in the context of that, sometimes you got to let things go and God's going to take care of you. If you've always been faithful to the Lord in the areas of tithes and offerings, you know that he's going to pour you out a blessing that you cannot contain. He gave me my own business. Stay tuned for our next program, Four Blood Moons. You want to catch it.
We want to give a special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit them today at VFNTV.com. We have all their contact information for you, phone numbers, web addresses, even a map. Visit VFNTV.com. We want to ask you to partner. Listen, your giving, your contributions, we're doing this together. We're taking the gospel all around the world. Every bit counts. Let's partner and do it together. VFNTV.com.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Jesus himself said this. He said, the verdict is in. Bam. I mean, you know, remember the jury comes in and the judge ordering the court. They open a little piece of paper where your whole life can just like, what? And it opens it up and the verdict is in, and Jesus says, some people just love the prince of darkness. They just love darkness. They love the deeds you could do in darkness. There's some folks that just love Lucifer's stuff. You just dust your feet and you move on. This is the relationship. You can't, if you try to force somebody to have a relationship with God, you don't even have a concept of him, and secondly, you might not even know him. Besides, forced relationship by our own laws is called rape. You have to want to be with God. It's a choice, which is so cool because God wants to be with you.
Welcome to the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's LIGHT light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Well, I'm Greg Lancaster. Welcome to VFN Radio on VFN TV and the Christian Television Network. Joining me is John Ramos.
Hello, hello.
And Pat Hamilton.
Hello.
If you missed our earlier program, you got to hear about how in control is the Lord? Because the Hebrew calendar, we're finding out God predestined and ordered things to take place. And he's just merciful in communicating to us. And we're going to talk about in this program a continuation of that, talking about the four blood moons, talking about the sun and the moon, and the seasons were given for signs for us, and the stars are given as a sign for us. And in the context of that, man, on April the 15th of 2014, which is a few days away, this is supposed to begin to happen, and we want to pay attention. So you're going to get kind of an overview in today's program about these four blood moons. You want to pay attention. It's bigger than tax day. It's bigger than tax day. But I do want to say, if you have not yet listened to Josiah on VFN TV, and you go to VFNTV.com and get it from the store, the download, or whatever it is, and listen to it. Because we are, it just appears to me, based on what the Lord revealed to me, that we're under Jehoiakim, which is a season and a time where God puts set people in place to be able to take his folks to the place that he wants them to go. And God will let you believe what you want to believe, so he can get you to a place to do with you what he wants to do through you and to you. And right now, what Jehoiakim did, this particular king after Josiah, who was named by Egypt, he put high taxation on, he just cranked up the taxes on Israel. Because Israel was in sin. God's people were in sin. And he says, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways, then this won't happen. And so they could have responded at any time. At any time they could have responded, but they didn't. And what's going to happen April the 15th is that the roosters are coming home, the turkeys and the chickens or the doves are coming home to roost, that the bill's coming in. Because one particular previous investor is saying, America right now is the biggest debtor nation in the history of the world. Of the world. Mm. You know, and the Word of God says that you're a slave to the lender. And so whatever we're doing is like, this is a Jehoiakim of great captivity that we're walking into, that we can stop. We can stop. And the church is going to flourish. You have to understand, it's not contingent upon economies of men and all that. You know, we've seen firsthand where, despite millions of people losing jobs, God giving jobs, giving raises, giving promotions, selling houses in six days. And God wants to differentiate between those who are his and walking with him and those who are not his, or those who were his who are now walking in darkness. But in the context of that being the biggest debtor nation, April the 15th is tax day, which means government makes no money. It makes no money at all. It gets money from the people who make money. And so it's called taxes or licenses or fees or whatever you want to call them. It's money going their way, which means they're going to call in the bill. They're going to call in the bill on April the 15th and beginning. And it happens to be the very same day as the first moon, the four blood moons, is April the 15th, reportedly, according to NASA. And so we're going to be talking about that in today's program. We want you to be able to hear that. And first, we want you to see and to hear John Hagee, Pastor John Hagee, speak about that before we go to break. And then we're going to come back and let Mark Blitz begin to explain to us as we talk about what does this mean, these four blood moons as these signs before God. Listen up.
The Bible speaks of signs in the heaven. What does it mean? What is the prophetic significance? Is this the end of the age? And I will show wonders in the heavens and in the earth, blood and fire and pillars of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the coming of the great and awesome day of the Lord. I believe that the heavens are God's billboard, that he has been sending signals to planet Earth, and we just haven't been picking them up. I'm going to walk you through 500 years and show you how God is literally screaming at the world, "I'm coming soon." The coming four blood moons points to a world-shaking event that will happen between April 2014 and October 2015. Jesus said in Mark 13, 24, 26, "But in those days the sun shall be darkened, and the moon shall not give its light. Then they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory." That verse describes a time in the future when the sun and the moon will eclipse at the same time. And God sends planet Earth a signal that something big is about to happen. He's controlling the sun and the moon right now to send our generation a signal. But the question is, are we getting it?
This is so exciting because here we are right this moment, right now, coming into the season of the Four Blood Moons. And we're going to talk about Mark Blitz. We're going to have him talking about, you know, begin to do an overview as we begin to understand what does this mean? Because NASA's the one that's speaking of this. NASA's the one that began this. They talked about, they named it, they have a name for it. And it's almost a biblical name. Of course, quite often that's what happens. Mm-hmm. But in that, and it's interesting too, that the first thing that happened was they closed down NASA. They started defunding NASA.
Yeah.
Isn't that interesting? I just realized that. Make sure we put that related, a news article on that. That the first thing they did when this whole selected crew gets in, the Alinsky crew gets in, they begin to defund NASA.
Wow. Mm.
Maybe that's because there's signs in the stars and the moon and the sun that's going on. My goodness, I just thought about that. Yeah. Lord revealed that to me. But yeah, that so they're trying to shut down our observance of what we're going to be talking about. It's okay, we already got it already. Mm-hmm. And we're going to be showing it today, so you're going to be able to see it. Understand, this is about to happen. This all coincides. God's been speaking. We're here. We're a sign to you. We are a sign. You know, EZ12. You can go to EZ12.org to understand that God, there's many people that God's using right now say, listen, this is a sign. Are that warning saying, we're the trumpet warning on the wall, this thing is coming. And John Hagee and Mark Blitz, and it's just happening, it's trumpeting. Rick Joyner, Morningstar Ministries, and you can just feel this thing cranking up. And this, what you're about to hear after the break about the summary, what does it mean, these four blood moons, is it's an explanation of what you may be feeling spiritually, what's about to happen, what's about to take place. And by the way, these four blood moons that began in 2014 and in 2015 always begin in tears. Always begin in tears. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
You know, there's something about when you first get saved that the first thing that most people think about is like, there's nobody like me. Mm. And you're very thankful. You're grateful that God has forgiven you, but you're not sharing with anybody because you look at everybody else. And you think, well, obviously all these folks are walking on water.
Yeah, right.
I mean, they talk about these, like, these books, they got the books memorized, you know, they got like this book of Malachi and, you know, Matthew and Jonathan, you know, whatever they are. And so, you know, they're just like, oh my goodness. And the greatest thing that we can do for each other is to tell them our story.
That's right.
To let them know, you know, we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. People get hope when they find out you needed Jesus too.
That's right.
They get hope when they find out you're a sinner too, saved by grace, that God reached down in the depths of hell and darkness and just great calamity and all your attempts to find yourself. And he introduced his Father through himself to you when you got saved.
Mm-hmm.
Sharing your story. Everybody's got a story.
That's right.
And we share a few of them. We share a few of them with you at meetmyfather.org. Well, listen, the whole purpose of Jesus' ministry was to make the Father known. That's our purpose. And our ministry is to make the Father known to you through his Son, Jesus Christ. Listen, get to know God through his awesome Son, Jesus Christ. Go to meetmyfather.org. You've got to meet my Father. Meetmyfather.org. You've got to meet him. If you haven't yet gone to the front of VFNTV.com, and it is a big link right there in the middle that says visit our sponsors. I want you to go there and just, you see them, you go there, click on visit our sponsors, and you'll see them, and they just continue coming in. We just thank God for our sponsors and our partners. And our partners are those who partner with us prayerfully and financially every single month, giving a financial gift. And our sponsors and underwriters are those businesses and ministries who stand up and say, listen, we too want to stand up for God and country in that order and for Israel. And you can see them all. And it's there for a reason. It's there so you can know, you know what? If I need a particular product or a particular service, and I want to stand with those who are standing up for country, God and country, and Israel, I'm going to go to VFNTV.com, and I'm going to see, is there a sponsor there right now? And if you provide a business or a service, and you're not up, you need to do it. You need to say, hey, I want to be one of the ones that people come to. I want them to know when you buy our service, when you buy our product, you are saying, I stand with VFNTV and the daily radio program because I truly want to be able to keep the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, which is a command from God for us. And the hope for America is the light of God's word, the light of truth. And we're standing together. So you can go to VFNTV.com, click on visit our sponsors, and you can see firsthand, not only that, but maps on how to get to them and so much other. Thank you to our sponsors. Thank you to our partners. And God bless. Christ the Lord, the
newborn. You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
I'm Greg Lancaster. Merry Christmas to everybody out there, and I just want to bless you during this Christmas season. Joining me is Pat and John. We are going to go right into Mark Blitz here. Mark Blitz speaking about the four blood moons and kind of give an overview as we're beginning to continue to talk about this. Listen up. This is amazing what's taking place. We want to get it in before this program is done today. Listen up.
But there are four blood moons coming in 2014 and 15.
Right.
And you saw something. I want you to start there and talk about what you discovered and those four blood moons, the tetrad of those four blood moons, and then work your way back.
Sure. Well, if they could put that one PowerPoint up that has the whole strip of all the eclipses, you know, going all the way across. But what happened was last year in March, I had they saw the total lunar eclipse over the Temple Mount. And I just thought that is very significant. And I was very familiar with the scriptures in Joel and in the Gospels where the Lord said the sun would turn to sackcloth, the moon to blood. And from the plain meaning of the text, I thought that meant an eclipse. So I went to NASA's website. And God is very mathematical. He's just like it says Messiah was slain from the foundation of the world. God had planned all the eclipses, everything throughout all the century, and NASA records every single one of them for the last 5,000 years. You can go to their website. So I wanted to see when the next lunar eclipse was that might be interesting. And so I went to their website, and I noticed that there were these four blood moons that NASA calls a tetrad back-to-back in 2014, 2015. And I was looking at the dates, and the dates just were on our normal calendar. But all of a sudden it hit me, I need to put this on the biblical calendar. And so when I did that, I saw the first one fell on the first day of Passover in 2014, the next one on the first day of Tabernacles, and then in 2015, the same thing, Passover and Tabernacles. So I went back to see how common that was, and I saw it didn't happen at all in the 1800s, the 1700s, the 1600s. When I went to the 1900s, I saw they occurred back-to-back in 1967 when Israel captured Jerusalem in 1968, and then also right after Israel became a nation in 1949 and 1950. And then the next time it occurred going back in time was right after Columbus left in 1492. That's when all the Jews were kicked out of Spain. And lo and behold, 1493, 1494. So I knew that these were signs. From Genesis 1:14, many of you are familiar where God created the sun and the moon and the stars. We usually think it was just for light and heat, but God gives four reasons why he created them. And the very first reason, he said, was for signs. You can look it up for yourself. Genesis 1:14, God said he created the sun and the moon. Number one, he said, was for signs. And the Hebrew word is oath, and you look it up in your Strong's Concordance, it literally means a signal. And the root word comes, as you can see, it means to come. So these are signals for his coming, which is why he says the sun will turn to sackcloth, the moon to blood. He put the sun and the moon and the stars as signs to signal his coming. And then, the other thing I'll just mention, I don't know how many of you are familiar with the ancient Hebrew picture language. When Moses wrote the Torah, every letter actually was a picture. Now you can see from that, or you could have seen, but on that one picture, the first letter was the Aleph. Well, in Hebrew, the Aleph was the picture of an ox, and it meant strong leader, just like El stands for God. It refers to God, because it's like the Alpha and Omega, the Aleph. The second letter, the Vav, still looks like it does today. It was a nail, basically. The Tav, the last letter, the ancient Hebrew alphabet, it looked like our small letter T. It was a cross. So the very word sign in the picture language was the leader nailed to the cross.
That's the sign.
That Jesus. Was the ancient picture language, what sign meant. And so it has to do with his coming. Well, the word seasons in Hebrew, we think winter, spring, summer, fall. But it's the same word in Leviticus 23 that's translated as the feasts of the Lord. And the word season, the Hebrew word is moed, and it means a divine appointment. Like God, just like he determined when his son was going to die, he determined in advance when these things were going to occur on his feast days. And so the sun and the moon and the stars were signals, and when they occurred on the feast days, that was to be a signal that it had to do with something that is concerns his body, you know, the body of Messiah and what he's doing. So then when I saw that, I thought, oh my gosh, and these four eclipses do not happen again in this century. So then I went to the solar eclipses, and sure enough, you'll notice, remember when God told Moses, now this is going to be the beginning of months for you, and it was Nisan 1 right before Passover. Well, here we have a total solar eclipse happening on the first day of the religious calendar of 2015. 2 weeks later, a total lunar eclipse on Passover. A few months later, a solar eclipse on the Feast of Trumpets, followed by a total lunar eclipse again on Sukkot. So, I mean, this is God signaling his people. Now, people ask me, I don't know what that means. I don't know. I'm not saying it's the beginning. I'm not saying it's the middle. I'm not saying it's the end. All I'm saying is God is trying to get our attention and tell us we need to get our act together.
Amen.
And you can put that in your theological pipe and smoke it however you want.
Yeah. I keep asking Mark with a pen, and I say, so when is the rapture? Could you just give me the... And he won't do it. And he won't even say, you know, is it pre-trib or mid-trib or post-trib or, you know, whatever trib. He just won't. He says, I don't know, which is an unfortunate, honest answer. So anyway, but you realize there are the seven feasts of the Lord. There are four in the spring, and then there's a break in the summer, and then there's three in the fall. Well, those seven feasts, and the word feast in Hebrew, as Mark said, means divine appointments. They happen in the Hebrew calendar on the same day every year. And so in the first coming of Christ, the first four were all fulfilled on the day. Jesus, they'd been celebrating these feasts for years.
1,500
years, and then he was crucified on the day of the Feast of Passover. He was buried on the Feast of Unleavened Bread. He rose from the dead on the Feast of First Fruits, and then the Holy Spirit poured out on the Feast of Pentecost. So the first coming, those four were fulfilled. Now you've got this summer where there's no feast, kind of like the last 2,000 years of right. The church. The next three happen in the fall and are all related to the second coming. So the next one is the Feast of Trumpets. That's why I'm excited about the Feast of Trumpets, and we are celebrating it here. And my thought was, well, if the first four all happened on the day of the feast in the spring, isn't it at least possible that the last three would happen in their respective time, maybe in the fall? Is that a good thought?
He's the same yesterday, today, and forever.
This is so amazing, so exciting when you're seeing these things fulfilled. It's right before our very eyes taking place right now. And we are a few days away, April the 15th. This is taking place, April 15th, 2014. This is going to begin. And we're going to talk more about this over the time, but understanding that we wanted to begin the conversation in the context of your now, so it's not a history lesson. Hmm. Prepare for it. Understand that this has only happened three other times in the history. They still, how many years did they say they went back for this?
500 years.
500 years they went back to be able to record this. And The three things that happened was
the first was King Ferdinand
in 1492
kicked out the Jews from Spain, and that was the first time that happened. And then of course they ended in joy when they were sent Christopher Columbus out really to discover a new land where they can pursue God.
So Christopher Columbus's trip was funded by the Jews.
Yeah.
Wow.
Which means because of the Jews, America became a founded country in the context that progressively would be found.
Yeah.
And to be what it is today, not obviously the land was always here. Mm-hmm. But so we owe that to the Jewish people. But it began under their persecution.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And the second time?
The second time happened in 1948 when Israel became a nation. And, of course, 11 minutes later, the President Harry Truman recognized and put the full force of the United States behind, you know, them being recognized as the State of Israel.
That's huge. You think about it. You see, he recognized it. But he said he put the full force of America behind it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's huge. That's really...
Well, back then when America really had the full force, I mean, not what's happening today. That really meant something.
Right, right. The... And today, what we're seeing, what you just heard reported recently on BFN Radio and BFN TV, is now the full force of America is behind the antithesis of Israel.
Right.
It's the opposite. Because this is what they said, as we that our Secretary of State is reported. We have the actual articles that you can go back and read on the VFN Torch. Go to VFNTV.com. He said, do not listen to anything an Israeli says. Secondly... the administration told told the congressmen when they're trying to negotiate about Iran and mm-hmm. what's going on, this historical, bad, horrific thing that they're doing, the Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said. And then they said, don't even listen to any of our allies and the allies of Israel in regards to this. And this is the Ferdinand, this is a Ferdinand, this it begins with these four blood moons always began in tears.
Yeah.
But they end up well. But that's like 18
that's a
months.
Period, right? Yeah.
18
yeah.
months, something
else. And, you know, it's always involved Israel. I mean, right from the beginning, even till this third one, which is the six-day Yom Kippur War, is when Israel was attacked.
Right.
And then, you know, at the end of the war, Jerusalem wound up coming inside of Israel. Right. I mean, and the borders expanded. And
that's about a war that they did not choose to have.
Mm. Right.
And they went there because they were being forced out of everywhere else. They had a war they did not want to have, but prior to that, they had some undefensible borders. They fought the war they had to fight. God gave them victory, and now they have defensible borders.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I mean, think about that.
Yeah.
But it was our current leadership, and really, it's the whole thing across the earth. It's not just this one particular person. But they said they wanted to go back to the 1967 four right. blood moons,
mm.
right?
Yeah.
He said they want to go back to the 1967 borders in Israel, which is undefensible borders. We've been talking about that, and you can hear that on the VFN Torch. I mean, type in Israel, and you can find it. But he says the first thing they said is we want to go back to the 1960s and change the borders, which would take Jerusalem outside of it. Our president just did declare, I believe this week, because there was a law that was enacted, the Jerusalem Act that was enacted by President Bush during his administration, that this current president would be the one that brings the capital of Israel, Jerusalem, America's ambassador, into their capital, wherever they say their capital's at. And he just signed a bill, a delay in it by 6 months. Well, what is 6 months? You're looking at four blood moons. And he's delaying it. So, I mean, so you're looking at, we are the instigators. America is the instigators to the world right now.
Wow.
Biblically speaking, we're talking about what's going on.
Right.
We are the Ferdinands that are doing this to Israel versus the folks that are saying, hey, we want to help you. Obviously, I'm not talking about, but you can't separate our leadership from us. They are us.
Right.
You know, you know, a Saul people get a Saul leader.
Mm.
Does that make sense?
That's right.
Israel was, they were Sauls before they got Saul. That's who they were. And so God picked one from amongst them, and he's the one that picked the person. And our current president, this is what our current president says. He says, I'm a Christian just like you are.
Mm.
I mean, if that's the truth, that's the truth. I mean, you can't say, I mean, if you think about it, how many people, that's exactly, they think that God's word doesn't, and so... Now, our leadership, our choice of leadership And everybody's just screaming out the way that Israel was in regards to, we want a king. Mm. We want totalitarianism, you know, type thing.
Right.
You know,
we want
socialism, communism. That's just leaving one nation under God. And so we're in that same boat. But the thing about it, at this point now, we're persecuting Samuel. We are, and these four blood moons taking place. This is, and back then, and when Truman signed that, he says, the full force of America's behind me signing this, which means Israel became a nation then when they signed it. Understand now we have the full force of America's military, the warships and everything, including the others that are escalating this whole thing, against Israel. And he says, every nation will turn against her. You don't know. This could be, and people say they know, but you don't know. This could be that time.
Yeah.
This could be the time. Are you ready to go see the Lord? Have you made Jesus Christ the Lord of your life? If you have not, you want to now. He loves you. He has a plan for your life. Go to meetmyfather.org. Meetmyfather.org and say, Jesus, I want you to be the Lord of my life. Even the sun and the moon bow down to you. Even the stars tell of your glory. And the prophecies that you wrote about in your word come to pass. For truly, you are God.
We want to give a special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit them today at VFNTV.com. We have all their contact information for you, phone numbers, web addresses, even maps. Visit VFNTV.com and become a sponsor or a partner. Listen, do it today. It's your partnership, your giving financially that is helping us take the gospel all around the world. Let's partner and do it together. VFNTV.com. Become a partner today.
You've been listening to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you joined us. Don't forget you can catch us at VFNTV.com. On your mobile applications, you can download it at VFNTV.com. Go to your Apple apps, your Android apps, and all those wonderful apps. We enjoyed our time together. And don't forget, 24/7 on VFN Radio. God bless. I think about Gideon. You know, God gave Gideon a torch and a sword. That's it. And 300 men to be able to deliver an entire nation. But what was it? It was based on a revelation, a word from God, a now word, a conversation from God that Gideon believed and carried it out. Do you know what we have? We have what's called the VFN torch. You get to it by going to VFNTV.com. And what we feel, we try to share the conversation we're having with our listeners. We really try to seek the heart of God, and we share it. But on the VFN Torch, we have segments of those conversations, those programs, and the programs themselves. First hour, the extra hour, plus different programs and videos and more content that you can't see video on the radio, but you can see it at the VFN Torch. You got to go there. You have get right to prophetic words, wisdom moments, good medicine, which is, you know, a merry heart. It's like good medicine, all the little humor moments that are there, original intent of the nation, original intent of the church, and so much more is available. You got to see it. You can actually subscribe to it right on the VFN Torch. Go to VFNTV.com and click on VFN Torch.